Okay, fine. So we recommend. Okay, good. So good to have you back, Shlomo. Let's just recap for ourselves as well what we did last week. Okay, that's better. So last week we started Perek Dalet. And Perek Dalet, we'll see, this is hard work. There's not Poshut. This is the essence of the avoiding betochen. We'll see there's many areas. Not just enough to trust in Hashem. You have to know when to trust in Hashem and not to trust in Hashem. How it works. The Mod Mukav. We saw last week seven areas. He brought down seven areas. I'm not going to go into each one again. He's going to go through each one separately. Maybe just summarize them quickly here. The first one we said pertains to a person's goof, things that pertain to matters of this world, things that pertain to matters of the Olam Haba. The first thing we said is things that relate to a person's body, his physical things, his eating, his health, and so on. The second one we said was the areas that relate to his property, his wealth, things that relate to earning a living, his job, his home, all the things that relate to the money that he's got in the bank, those kind of things. The third thing we said relates to his wife and children, his family, his people that he has to take care of, his enemies, how he relates to his interpersonal relationships. The fourth area is those mitzvahs, areas where he has to, of the mind and the limbs, things which are between him and himself that have nothing to do with anybody else. It's for his benefit and for his harm. They're not kosher to anyone else. It's between him and himself. The fifth area was the area that pertains to things that a person has to fulfill with his goof that relate to other people. Giving stocker, helping people, speaking against people, speaking to people, etc., etc. The sixth area pertains to betochen that he has in the schar for Olam Haba. And the seventh area is... that Hashem gives Schar and Olam Haba more than you deserve. More than you deserve. Those are some things. We'll go through each one at a time, slowly, slowly. Hope we can make some sense out of this. Let me just get that light out of the way. Okay, maybe that's a bit better. It's driving me miles. Okay, let's just get that far. Okay. So it says like this, V'tchila Faresh says a chelek harishon. Let's start and explain the first chelek. These relate to a person's guf bilvad. Dainu chayov v'moisei, life and death. Tzunosei, his nourishment, his sustenance. Halboshosei, his clothing. Dirosei, we started this last week. I said we'll go over it again. We ran into this quickly. Dirosei, his dwelling. Briyuso, his health, cholov, his illness, umidoisov. So I said, don't ask me what midoisov is doing here, nilomivin. I don't know what it's doing here, I can't answer that question. I don't know what mid has got to do with my goof. Okay, we can talk about it, but it's not really that important right now. So,
what page are we on? What page are we on?
Shin Nun, I don't know what version you've got of the Chovos HaLevavos, but I'm at the beginning of Perek Dalet. Beginning of Perek Dalet, whatever page that is.
Okay.
So, Atzura Nechoina, Shel Betochen, Al Elokim, Bekol Echad Minyanim Eilehi, so the correct Betochen that a person has to have in all these areas, life and death, health, food, clothes, dira, all the immediate needs of one's goof. Is shiim so es atzmoi binyonim eile l'day ha'anhoge sh'abayra gozer olav. Is to hand yourself over totally to the conduct, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gozer on a person. V'yiftach elokim isbarach, ha'betochen en Hashem, so it's a mouthful. Let's go back and take this apart. You have to know, yodo, nothing will come to fruition, nothing will happen to a person in all these areas, except those things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows already before is the correct thing that this person needs for his Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. Nothing, nothing. Everything that a person has in these areas is bidyuk cheshboned out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what a person needs in his inyanim of Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. Rak oisim advarim shabari yoyde miro shem anachoyin matzarich inyan abayil Olam HaZeh Olam HaBa. Va'af im lefi rois einov, even if our perspective, the way we see things, nidme lo she'einem toivim avuroi, you might think it's not good for me. That's not good for me. I want a big house. I want a small house. I want this. I want another car. I want to be healthy. I want to be this. Lelo sofek hei matoivim beyoyse lachrisoi. You have to know this is the best possible matzah for me. So you understand right in the beginning, before we even get into anything here, that this is difficult. The avoided betochen is an avoided kashe, difficult mode. To be moisa completely, to say, and intellectually, you know, it makes perfect sense. If you would tell somebody intellectually that he's not like that, you think you're an idiot. Well, for sure. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's better for me than I know myself. And of course, everything Hashem's doing is good for me. Without a question. No one has a problem understanding that. About to live with that betochen, that's the imunah, that's the theory. To actualize that, to practice that, that's hard. That's not possible. V'yeida ki anhagas abayi re'itoi b'kol advarim alalu hu shove b'zeh she'ein la'af nivra eitze l'shnototam v'lokoich le'anigotam. Now you know another thing. Whatever the Kodesh Baruch Hu's given a person in all these things, they all have one thing in common, that is nobody can change it. Nobody can change it. She'ein la'af nivra eitze l'shnototam v'lokoich le'anigotam rak b'reshus habayre, only with Hashem's permission. And via the power of Hashem's gzeira and din. That means you're supposed to have a certain amount of money. Let's just use that as the obvious example. And somebody's going to take away your money. He can't do that unless he had the permission from Hashem. And there was a gzeira and the din of Hashem that's what should happen. Which means he can take away your money. But he first has to get permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and has to be with Hashem's gzeira, and Hashem's not going to give him to do something to you that Hashem doesn't think is good for you, because that's what he said in the beginning.
Does that mean that...
One second. That's a big discussion I've referred to you to that many times, Rabbi Tetz's book, about how Ma Bechira can impact on your gzeira from Shemaim. Ein Sham, that's a big sugya. I'm not going to that sugya now. There's sugya Ma'od Gadol V'mukav. There he deals with this shtickel in the Chovos HaLevavos. He explains what it means. Not everybody agrees. The big machlokes, Reb Moshe and Reb Israel. Reb Israel didn't hold like Reb Tetz on this. Reb Tetz did not like Reb Israel. Whatever. Reb Moshe Shapiro Zatzal had a different pshat than Reb Israel. Amongst the Gedolei Balei Machshava, there's a big discussion about how exactly your Bechira can impact on whatever. I don't want to go into that now. You can get Rav Tetz's book and you can read it. It's a moidika sugya. You get the Shia and the Yeshiva also ones. It could be on the website. It's a fascinating sugya. Amazing sugya. Aval, we're learning Chovos HaLevavos now. So I'm going with the Chovos HaLevavos. You see here, he says it in the Loshon. Rak b'rushus habayre u'b'koyach zeros v'dinoi. That means, it seems, I can affect you with my bechira, but that's only once Hashem's given me permission to do that. Okay, so there's different ways to understand exactly how to learn pshat there. We're learning the pshat the way the Chovos HaLevavos says it. Okay, yeah, what did you want to say, Daniel?
I just want to understand correctly. Does that mean that every time, any time that a person loses money, there's a gzar din right then and there that he loses money?
Well, there might have been a gzar din before. He says mirosh. There might have been a gzar din on Rosh Hashanah that on Monday morning on Yud Ches Tevis, 1 o'clock in the morning, you're going to lose money because that's what the Borei Olam decided. I don't exactly know when he decides what. My nafka mina when he decided it. It came from Hashem and it's good for you. That's what you need to know. When Hashem made this decision, what difference would it make if I knew when he made the decision? Mazik Hashur to when he made the decision.
No,
how would that help you knowing when he made the decision?
No, because people like go crazy like right after Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, wait a second. Let me just get clear. You knew, yeah. You have to say there's certain rules here. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You've known me for a long time. Okay. We're not interested in what people do. This is not an anthropology discussion. If it's about you, then talk about you.
Yeah. Even
me. I don't know what people do. What people do is no money. I don't have statistics about people. You tell me if it's about you, tell me about you. You, we can talk about.
Yeah. Usually when I hear someone that either was nifter right after Rosh Hashanah, I'm like, wow, it was nifter under Rosh Hashanah that he was meant to die that the next day. Just like it's an amazing thing. That's it. Just kind of amazement.
Okay. Good. Okay. Hello, law Mashaneli Kokach in my void is a betochen when the Gzaira was made. The law, whatever it was made, it was made. I don't know. Ishaishis in my brachis. I don't know. Law. In the void is a betochen, I don't see how that would change your. Okay. If it's a chizuk for you, use it. I don't know. Law you there. Okay. In the same way that a person's life and death, his health and his sickness, we have to mark kevi a little bit. So too, he's not handed over to anybody else. Your sustenance, your business, your kalkalosoi, the way you maintain yourself, your clothing, and all the other inyonim of your goof. That's a moedika thing, yeah. Let's just stop here because this is very relevant. This is a question that came up a while ago. If somebody's not wearing a mask, and can he madbik you? Can he madbik you? Is he chayv if he madbik you? Not chayv if he madbik you? Not dafki in that area, but that's whatever. So once again, as you just said, yeah. Nobody can help you, nobody can hurt you without the Kodesh Baruch Hu's permission. You know, that's the way Hashem created the world. That's what the Chovel of Avos says. That's the way it works. No, he can't harm you. If you get harmed, though, I mean, let's just take the classic example. Can you kill somebody who's not meant to die now? You can pull the trigger and you shoot him. So no, if he died, he was meant to die now. Why am I getting punished? Did I murder him? Yeah, you murdered him. Why? Because Hashem told you not to pull the trigger. That's called murder. That's how the Torah defines it. Fine. So that's but you have to know that nobody can help you, nobody can harm you, nobody can do anything to you without a Kodesh Baruch Hu's permission. Now, in the world of Ishtadlis, you have to go and be Mishtadl the way you have to be Mishtadl. If someone's standing next to you without a mask, so move. Go stand somewhere else. Why? Because he can't. No, because you have a chiv to make proper Ishtadlis. There's a mitzvah. You have to guard yourself. You're getting back into the mess of Ishtadlis and Betochen. Yeah, you see that? You're always going to get into that trouble. You make Ishtadlis, but it has nothing to do with the Panosa. The Panosa you're going to get has got nothing to do with your Ishtadlis, but you have to make Ishtadlis. Okay, so you're back into that sugya, back into that difficulty. We've been dealing with that at length every morning in the 9:30 Vard. It's Ishtadlis. And same with Refuah. Same with Ushmatim. Yeah, why can't you just walk across the road and not look? Because if you're going to die, you're going to die. If you're not going to die, you're not going to die. No, because Hashem told you, when you cross the road, look and make sure you don't do anything that's dangerous. You have to guard your life. You have to take your life seriously and look after it. So yeah, you have that steer again. You have that. There's a cachet. That's part of the problem. You have to live with that. That's the way it is. But at the level of betochen, a person has to know nobody can touch me, nobody can harm me, nobody can do anything to me unless it's gzar miakodesh baruch hu. Now, there is an aspect here that's got to do with schiyot as well. I don't want to get into it because it's not what he's talking about. But just to be practical, you need to know that sometimes a person has schiyot. He mentioned, I don't know if we saw that already, he's going to mention it. If a person does something dangerous that he shouldn't have done, so two things can happen. If he's got schiyot, Hashem will use his schiyot to save him. But then he's going to pay for that because the schiyot got used up. He's going to need those schiyot. They're not going to be there. It's like he picked the lock, you know. He took stuff out of the safe where his pension, he borrowed on his pension. Now when he needs his pension, it's gone. Alternatively, he'll get killed or damaged, and then he's going to have to pay for that because you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to kill yourself. Person walks across the road and he doesn't look. So if he's got schiyot and Hashem decides to save him, he'll save him, but you pay for that. Or no, you'll get hit by a bus.
Now, you see, once you start saying stuff like that,
and he committed suicide.
You're trying to now explain the unexplainable. That's what you're doing. You're essentially, because we said before, now what you just said is that everything that happens to you, every single thing, good and bad, is exactly what is best for you, done by Hashem. Yet, you know,
if you were listening, I did make a Hakdama and said, he's not saying this, but I just want to add one more little thing. I brought something from outside.
Correct, it's explaining away what it's doing.
I'm not in the Chovas HaLevavos anymore. I told you, the Chovas HaLevavos says nothing can happen, nothing can harm you unless there is a gzeira and a din and it's from Hashem. I said, that's the Chovas HaLevavos. I just broke a rule and I said, just I want to step back a little bit outside the Chovas HaLevavos. I just want to explain something that he doesn't say. I just want to point it out. It's yeah, and we'll deal with it maybe when we finish the Chovas HaLevavos, is the sugya of Schiot. He himself is going to mention that. That's why I allowed myself to bring this. Because himself, I don't know if we've seen it already or we're going to see it later, where I am holding in the sefer. He's going to talk about this later, about how the system does shift a little bit. That's all. I'm just mentioning. But now you're right. He hasn't said it. And I can't say what I'm saying inside of the Chovas HaLevavos, because that would be trying to explain the unexplainable. You're right. But to step back a little bit out the Chovas HaLevavos and just mention, there is this other Marechet at work here called Schiot. Okay, you're right.
Except, Rabbi, even if you do bring it in, it doesn't have to necessarily be a steerer to these words.
If
a person has Schiot and he gets saved and he has to pay for it, so that was the best thing for him. That was the Gezeira and Dinoy that Hashem decided to give him at that time. If he decides to kill him, then that was the best thing for him and he has to pay that way. That was the best thing for his Nisham at that time.
So yeah, but it's not so posh. Okay, but it's not so posh because you have to factor Bechiri into this as well. Okay, so, okay. I don't want to get too off the page. You go learn Rav Tatz first, and then we'll discuss this because maybe we should even do that one day. We should go through that whole shtickl and learn it up and see it properly. See the Makoris inside. He brings Rishonim as a Moedika Torah there. Unbelievable Torah there on this particular subject. But as I said, I'm learning Chovas HaLevavos now. When I'm trying to understand Chumash Rashi, then don't bring me the Ramban, because now I'm learning Rashi. I can't. It's too much for my head. My head starts popping when we try and do too much at once. Yeah, I agree with you, Rav Shlomo, but it's not so posh. I'm saying it's you're right. There is a mahalach like that. It's a little posh. The first thing you need to know in the Chovas HaLevavos, and that is nobody can help you, nobody can harm you without Hashem, and whatever happens, I call it tova. That's the first thing you need to know. That's the basis. Then we can start discussing all the other philosophical questions about Bechira and Schiot. We'll bring them in. Okay, maybe I shouldn't have. Okay, apologize. Fine, Shkach Yonatan for pointing that out to me. You're right. I was trying to. Okay, Beseder. Fine. Now, it says like this. Ulamarot shebrura la'odam ha'emuna ki'in yonov mesurim l'gzeres ha'boris barach. Despite the fact that it's clear to a person, the Adam ha'imuna, the person has imuna, that all these matters are handed over to the gzeir of the Boiris Barach. The Gimash Boir Boicha Avuro Hoya Bechira Teva B'Yoyis, and what Hashem chooses for him is the best possible thing for him. But Kol Zoyis Hu Chayv La'asek Ben Tzoyim, Sheyiviu Loi Es Tu Loi Sov. Nevertheless, he has to engage himself, be involved in things which bring the benefits and the purpose that he wants to achieve. And he has to choose from amongst the different means to an end, what we call ishtadlises or whatever, the best thing that he seems for him to seems to be the best thing for him. V'yamin kem tzoyim yase lokim es mashu goz mirosh. Now, these words have to be have to stop you for a little bit. V'yamin es tevimuna ki emtsuosom via these things yase lokim es mashu gzomirosh. Via these things, Hashem will bring to fruition what he was geyser before. They're not independent of each other. It's not the geyrim. There's not what causes it, but it's via that. No, so there we have to stop and see what he's talking about. You just told me, let's take panossa, because that's what's one of the things, yeah? Panossa, take panossa, food, whatever, yeah? So he knows that his panossa comes from the Gzeira Sashem. However much money he's got, however much he works, whatever, there's Gzeira, that's how much you're going to get. Now you have to make a imtsoyi, you have to make a means, you have to do something, a mishtadlis. And it's through that ishtadlis that Hashem will give you what he wants to give you. Through that ishtadlis. What does it mean, through that ishtadlis? Was it kashur? There's not kashur between the ishtadlis and the panosa. No, it's through that means that he'll bring it to you. You go to work, you get a job. They tell you they're going to pay you 5,000 shekels a month. You work so many hours. You do this and this and work. At the end of the month, you get a check. Yeah? The people you're working for can't decide how much you're going to get at the end of the month. 5,000 shekels, 20 shekels. They're lo kushulem. Hashem's decided you're getting 5,000 shekels at the end of the month. That's what you're getting. That's what you're getting. That's Hashem's decided. But Hashem told you to go make ishtadlis. And he'll give you the money via the ishtadlis. It means it'll look like it's coming through the ishtadlis. Now, is it coming from the ishtadlis or not? So it's not what's causing the gzeira. The gzeira is mikoidim. He says that. Marshu goza mirosh. There was first the gzeira, this is how much money you have to get. Now you have to go out there and find some ishtadlis. And Hashem will give it to you via that ishtadlis, and it'll look like it's coming from the ishtadlis, but it's not. It's coming from the gzeira Hashem. So that's the back to the old age problem, you know, the old problem. We mentioned this before. I said we're going to have to grapple with this. The Yamin kem tsuosom yase lokimes mashu gor mirosh. The marshal, let's see the marshal. Maybe that'll help expand that. I just want you to be aware of the problem. I don't know if I can solve the problem for you. I don't know.
I don't know how you solve that problem. That's, like you said, something you have to live with.
We have to understand. This is a Rishon. We're trying to understand the words in a Rishon. First of all, what do the words mean? Before we try to apply to our
lives. Let's hear the marshal, and then I'll ask other questions.
The marshal, Chaya Adam. Afo pisha kitzoi umispa yomav tluim begzeira sabayis barach. How long is a person going to live? No, so that's already, that's kitzoi begzeira sabayra. Hashem decides this guy's going to live X years. Bekolzois, Adam lasos mitzidoi, he's going to speak the story. It was Yah now. Sorry, I thought we'd seen this before, but it's actually Yah. The story of the Shchiyot actually is quite right here. Hashem's decided you're going to live X years, right? But Mitzidi, I have to make a proper ishtadlis to guard my life. Aledei sheyoichel v'yishte v'yitlabesh v'yogu kefi shedorush lo. You have to live, eat, sleep, drink according to the manufacturer's instructions. You have to be healthy. You have to take care of yourself. You have to exercise, whatever. Yeah. Val yashi zoisli lokim, that you don't leave to Hashem. I have a lot of betochen in my exercise. You see, Hashem takes care of my exercise, so I don't have to exercise. And Hashem, and I have betochen that I'll get all the exercise I need, because whatever exercise I get, that was exerted from Hashem, so I don't do any exercise. No, you have to get up and do exercise. You have to take care of yourself and look after yourself. Al kain mikol shekain, im kain mikol shekain, she'adove magune. So one second. Sorry, I left that up. Two pages got stuck here. Val yisha zoi se lokim, val yoyim, a person shouldn't say, im aboyre goza mirosh yechie, if Hashem decreed mirosh that I'm going to live, az yisha oti b'chaim, gam im lo ochel kol yemei chayo. I'm not eating, too much effort. You're lazy. It's too much effort. You got to pick up the food, put him out, chew, swallow. No. Hashem decided I'm going to live 90 years. I'll live 90 years even if I don't eat. And I'm not going to run around trying to find panosa. Whatever Hashem wants, he'll give me. I'm lying in bed. We mentioned that this morning. Betochen is a wonderful excuse for laziness. I'm lying in bed. I'm taking it easy. I'm chilling. And if Hashem wants me to live, he'll give me food. If he doesn't want me to live, the gam tov. That's what Hashem wanted. That's what he decreed. I'm a big Baal Betochen. I don't make any effort, and Hashem will give it to me. V'chein ein la'adam la'achnis es atzmoy l'sakonis al smach b'tchoyin al gzeres ha'boyre. He has the bus story, yeah? You can't put yourself into a sakona. There's other reasons as well why you shouldn't, but yeah, he's talking about this reason. On your betochen, that the gzeres ha'boyre, im Hashem goes as yechye, as yechye b'chein, gami mechnis es atzmi l'sakona. If Hashem wants me to live, I'll live, even though I drive without brakes. Yeah, the brakes of the car failed, but I'm driving anyway, because if Hashem wants me to live, I'll live, and if he doesn't, no, that's all up to Hashem. He goes off to the Kruger Park and he gets out the car and he starts playing around there and he says, if Hashem wants me to get eaten by a lion, I'll get eaten by a lion. If he doesn't, the lion will come and I'll play with him. They're cold talk, yeah? No, you mustn't do that. If he doesn't need to, we'll see what that means. He'll jump into the sea when he can't swim, or jump into fire. And I'm always giving such unbelievably many examples here. This is a Rishon. There are a lot of different examples. I got the message already. No, what's he going on about here? Yeah, do things that are not so. And all these things that he's mentioned here at length will bring you to Sakana. Don't test Hashem. Yeah, okay, he goes into this. All right. So just before we go into the two options of what will happen, that's what I spoke about a bit earlier. Sorry, I didn't look ahead. I don't remember where we're going anymore. The safe. I'm back in Shabbat at the moment with in another Seder here with the son. Lo zochri, we'll be holding. So like this. Nachinami, everything's gzeira mi Hashem. It's all from Hashem. You have to have a token. You have to know. You have to be moise over that. It's all from Hashem. It's all for the good. With such a new, you have to conduct yourself in a way that brings about these benefits. Making status for panasa. You have to do the things that are necessary. You have to live healthily, eat healthily. You can't eat sugar the whole day and say, yeah, well, I've got holes in my teeth. That's what Hashem wanted. Hashem wants me to go to the dentist. This pain that I've got, he wants me to have that I've called off. No. You have to do what you have to do. It's true, by the way, that the pain you have is because, well, we'll see. So now he's going to, I don't know, it's half past 9 already. I don't know if you want to stop. But once we start, this is a long stub. We're not going to get out of this too quickly. There's going to be questions. I don't know. You must tell me what we do. We stop, we carry on next week, or we get into this. It might take, can't do this in 5 minutes.
I think we need a full session on this, Rav.
Okay. So if that's how everybody feels, then we'll stop here. It's enough to think about. There's not like we're short of anything to think about. We are leaving it a bit in the middle. We are leaving it hanging a bit, but they're not serious. We can think about it. Think about this. And right now, it's a major stirrer, and it's supposed to be in your head. Mitzadachad, akol, gozu, all, everything that happens, it comes from Hashem, akol tov, the kol b'seder, it's all me Hashem, yeah? And you can't be worried. You have to have, like he says, betochen is about yeshuva das, I'm tranquil with it, I'm chilled with it, I don't have any daigas, I'm not worried, akol b'seder, because I'm in good hands. Yeah, we did all the akdamas, yeah, we saw who we're dealing with. We're much better off than the alchemist, remember? Much better off than the alchemist. We completely, no worries. Mitzad sheni, you have to conduct yourself in a proper way. Proper way is you have to make proper ishtadlis. And Hashem will give you what he wants to give you via that ishtadlis. If Hashem doesn't want you to have money, you can make all the ishtadlis in the world. You won't get money. You're not going to get it. Is the opposite true? We'll see the chovos halavos. There are shittas that hold that, yeah. If you don't make ishtadlis, you'll still get it. You might have to pay a price. That's what he's going to discuss now. That's what he's going to unravel for us right now. Or next week with Rat Hashem. Is what happens if you don't make the correct ishtadlis, what happens? He says there's one of two things that can happen. The other is showing that old. No, what you're going to get, you're going to get. You make ishtadlis, you don't make ishtadlis, lo mashaneh. That's Rav Shimon. That's the Rashi. The Rashi's definition of betochen is kol shiyavala makabel besimcha v'tava. I don't exactly know what Rashi holds about ishtadlis. We'll have to see, maybe, I don't know. We know what Rashi holds about the tochen of Amau Soveal Ishtadlis. I don't know. We have to see. But let's see what the Chovos HaLevavos has to say about this, and then maybe we can look at other shittas. That will be a Metz Hashem next week. Okay, very good.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
I do have a question. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, you asked. This is a VAD. That's for not for me. You should be talking, not me.
No, I'm going back where he says that a person has to try to choose the best thing that he thinks, and then Hashem will send it his way. How is a person supposed to know what the best thing is for himself that Hashem chose?
So he discusses earlier, it's a good question. Lefi ro'ot einov.
What your eyes see.
So he mentions earlier that a person knows himself. A person knows what his strengths are, what his weaknesses are, what he's good at, what he's drawn to, what he enjoys. That gives a person an idea of what he should be doing. As he mentions there, you're a very weak goof, so don't go do manual labor. You know, you've got a very strong goof, but you're not the brightest guy in the world, so don't become an actuary, you know. Go work on the road gangs, you know. Don't become an accountant. You have to see what you're drawn to. You'll see that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does, when you allow yourself, a Kodesh Baruch Hu does lead you into different areas. One guy opens a restaurant, another guy opens a shoe shop, another guy sells clothes, another, whatever. Everybody, why is this guy a psychologist? This guy's an accountant, this guy's a lawyer, this guy's got a store, this guy's in a sweet shop, this is in a, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that he needs everything in the world, and he makes sure that different people are drawn to different things. You have to check yourself, you have to know yourself. You have to know yourself. If you don't know yourself so well, or somebody does know you. Ask somebody, you know, what do you think would be a good thing for me to do? You know me well, like, what do you think I should do? You know?
It's an amazing thing that a person could, like, think the way Hashem's thinking, in a way.
Don't know what that means.
No, that thing, what I understood is that what you were saying, that when a person finds the right way of thinking or seeing what he's supposed to do, that's the way Hashem's doing it, right? That's the way Hashem wants it to happen.
I don't know. He says, the fi rois einov, your eyes. You go make these studies you have to make. That's nothing to do with Hashem. Hashem wants to give
Hashem
you
panos. Hashem has it all mapped out. Hashem has everything mapped out already, no?
Hashem has everything mapped out that he has mapped out, except what you choose to do, your bechira. Hashem hasn't mapped out your bechira. That's what's called bechira. Bechira means Hashem doesn't have anything to do with your bechira. That's why it's bechira. In the areas where you have bechira, you may not have bechira in which thing to do. Hashem might put in your head a certain idea to go do a certain business deal. Hashem wants to give you money. So it gives you a, like he says, it's a means. The ishtadus is a means which via that ishtadus, Hashem will give you the money. Reb Shaina Zatzal told us when he spoke in the yeshiva a few years ago, I don't know if you guys remember, I don't know who was there. None of you guys were around. Shlomo was in South Africa still. Jonathan, you weren't there. I don't know who was around. I don't think you were. Daniel was before your time. Reb Shaina Zatzal, there was Nifty yesterday. Reb Shaina spoke in the yeshiva a few years ago. So he spoke about this subject, about the talk and whatever. Anyway, he said that it was just after Moshe Reichman was nifted. You know, Moshe Reichman from Canada, the big philanthropist, the big veer. Oh, Ellie's gone. There's Shlomo. Shlomo, you still there? You weren't there when it happened, eh? No, okay. So he said, Shada said he wants to ask Moshe Reichman, how did you become so wealthy? What did you do? What was your, you know? So Moshe Reichman said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give me a lot of money. So I put a chuk into my cup to buy a building, and I bought a building, and I made a lot of money. And then I bought another building and another building. I made lots and lots of money. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take away a lot of my money. So he put in that chuk to a cup to buy a building, and I bought a building, and I lost a lot of money. You know, they lost more money. Means for sure there's an interference, let's call it, of Hashem in what you're doing. Based on his cheshboinus, but they look a sure lie. I'm not responsible for his cheshboinus. My cheshboinus are, what am I going to do that's called for me valid ishtadlus? Now you go about doing that is a tough. Okay, I gave the share. When did I give the share? Last week, the week before. Nilozoche, you can ask Jonathan Connor. He's got the recordings, or they're on the website. Or ask Eli Itzkevitz. He's got the recordings. We discussed different ways of how you know ishtadlus and what ishtadlus and why you make ishtadlus and how you have to get to. But the bottom line is you have to find something that you're good at and you're drawn to and that you feel, you know, that's why. Yeah. Why does everybody? It's got to be something you enjoy and something that you're good at. Those are the basic requirements that the Chovas Lavavas gave. And then once you've chosen that, go do it. Now, when the money comes or doesn't come, he says himself, so that you don't change your job. It's not the job that's bringing the panosa. If Hashem wants to give you panosa, this is a ishtadlis, then he'll give you the panosa via this ishtadlis. It's a valid ishtadlis. If your ishtadlis says, I'm going to sit at home, I'm going to tap on the table, they're my ishtadlis. I don't know if that's a means to, it's got to be a valid ishtadlis, whatever the getter of valid ishtadlis is. But how do you, Daniel Chef, know what you need to do? You better get to know yourself. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are your pleasures? You know, once you work that out, you'll see, what am I drawn to? What opportunities come, by the way? Not everybody has always got opportunities. And sometimes the opportunities aren't necessary, and you're supposed to say no to those opportunities. Sometimes you have to say yes. Okay, there's a, you know. You get these guys, they got these big financial heads, you know, they can talk about futures and tradings and all sorts of all things. I don't know what the words mean or whatever. They're into it. They just naturally have a chesh for that. So he becomes a day trader. I don't even know what the words mean. I don't know what they're even talking about, you know. Futures, schmutures, trade, up, down, schmeck this, shares, boo. I'm not drawn to it. So I'm going to become a day trader? For sure not. You do what you're drawn to, what you're good at, and what you enjoy. Still, that's your ishtadlis. Now, there's another question. How much? Okay, that's another question. I'm not going to go into that now. But at the end of the day, you have to know, shazeh mitzvah ishtadlis. You're making ishtadlis. Like the Chovis Lavava said, that it's a mitzvah deraisa from before the chet, even. You have a chiyuv to make ishtadlis. It's yishita. That's a mechudosh de kashita. There's a, don't know many Rishonim hold like that. Most Rishonim hold it's because of Gzesa Pechet HaChalechem. The mitzvah of ishtadlis came after the chet. We saw here that he holds it's from before the chet, even. There was a chiyuv. You have to make ishtadlis. The panosa, how much, when, how? Zemek kosh boch, zelo kushulu panosa shalcha bichlal. At your ishtadlis bichlal. And now you have to mishalev, you have to somehow reconcile those things. I don't know, that's part of I told you, that's the biggest problem we have here.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, that's, if you have a look there in the chat, somebody put up a chat here. It's on our website as well, that share. Ephraim Rosen sent it. If you want to get it down, it's simpletoremember.com. There's a share from Rabbi Tetz on defining one's role in life. How you work out what you're supposed to do. Yeah, okay, that's already a gewaltige share. That's a very important share to listen to. Yeah, that goes into the nuts and bolts of what I'm saying. I'm just giving the overall. How you go about doing what I'm talking about there, Rabbi Tetz. It's on our website as well, under Rabbi Tetz. You'll get it as well there. Defining one's role in life, the Moridika Shia, the Moridika Shia, very, very important Shia. We've left it late. You're supposed to do that between 13 and 18. That's when you're supposed to do this work. But we left it a bit late. So that's never too late. Start now. Okay. So I've got to run.
Thank you very much.
Be blessed. Have a good night. Be well.
See you next week. All the best.